Hernandez, the 1-0. And that's low. Two balls and no strikes.
Well, that movie was on earlier this week as well. It was on TV when it got rained out.
A good one to have on during the rain out. Lost the first three games of this series. Set down the 1-0. Fouled straight back. It is 1-1. And because you are not allowed to play three consecutive doubleheaders, we will end up losing one game against these Lookouts. Of course, Larry Ward, the great broadcaster and Hall of Famer for the Chattanooga Lookouts, was chatting with him about what the plan was going to be when it looked like we weren't going to play on Thursday. As the 2-1 cuts the bottom of the zone for a strike, 2-2. He said, are we going to do three straight doubleheaders? I said, I don't think so. And he said, well, it can't be any worse than the triple header that I did on a Sunday afternoon in 1984. Think about that. The set and the 2-2. And that bounces in and the count is run full. And I would imagine that back then in 1984, I don't know if they played seven-inning games.
I was just going to ask that. Those, I think they probably just played nine the whole way.
That would have been 3 9-inning games on a Sunday.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, started at 10 a.m. and hope you're done by the time the sun goes down. 3-2. Breaking ball rolled foul. Checkers trailing 6-3 here in the top of the seventh. We're only scheduled for seven in this one.
No triple hunter today.
Then again, back in 1984, pace of play was also a little bit quicker as well. We've obviously had things pick up a little bit as the ball gets out of the bullpen for the Lookouts down the right field line, and we can see that the right-hander Ryan Newtoff is getting warm. Pace of this one has drug just a little bit, right at the two-hour mark for our doubleheader, game one. 3-2, tipped into the mitt of Lopez, and it's a strikeout for Hernandez. Three straight Ks for Arnaldo, two gone, and Matt McClain the batter. So Shuckers in the ninth inning, or in the bottom of the seventh, excuse me, feels like the ninth. They'll send the bottom three in the order, Cocoholtz and Lopez, scheduled to hit for the Shuckers. McClain in from the right side and the right-hander Hernandez. Here's the first offer. And McClain watches it a little low for a ball. It is 1-0. Now, I can't imagine a triple header.
I haven't been a part of one.
Would be something else. The 1-0. And a bending ball just misses inside. And count two balls and no strikes.
It's like something you see in like an AAU basketball tournament in the summertime. Like three games in a day.
I'll throw some ice on it. Go out there again. 2-0. Right over for a strike. Well, I just looked for the last triple header in minor league baseball, and there was one in 2016. The Carolina League. 2-1. And McClain late 2-2. Between the Potomac Nationals and Lynchburg Hillcats, they had severe rain because the two teams did not play again after Wednesday. They had a triple header Wednesday afternoon that will begin at 3 p.m. 2-2. And McClain watches low. 3-2. Looked like they had a suspended game in the fifth inning that they had to finish. And then they had to play two sevens after that.
Oh, man.
So that...
It's a long day.
I still don't know if that counts as a triple header.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's three baseball games, as time is called. It's three baseball games for sure, but well, that's hard to say triple header then. Set down the 3-2. And McClain hits this one to left field. Dillard backing up on it. He is at the wall, and it's over his head. Bounces off the wall and kicks away from his feet. McLean's going to take the opportunity as he rounds second. Here he goes to third, and the throw is high. And it's a triple out into left field by Matt McClain. Second triple of the day for the Lookouts and the fifth of the year for the second baseman. And so he's in scoring position with two outs and Alex McGarry coming to hit.
First baseman, Alex McGarry.
So McGarry in from the left side. As Hernandez readies, the right-hander's first offer. And McGarry lashes this into left center field. Ray's going to have to go a long way, and he won't get there as it drops and rolls all the way out to the track. McLean scores, and now McGarry is thinking three. Here he comes, and he's in standing up. Three baggers for the Lookouts today, including back-to-back triples as McLean scores, and the Lookouts lead it 7-3.
Well, we said you can see a lot of triples here at MGM Park, and I think that's the first time this year we've seen three triples in a game. Well, the Shuckers had two of them, a game where they had two.
I would say it is the first time we've seen three as well. And so now it's James Free, left-handed hitter, with the man on third and still two outs. As the first offer is inside for a ball, 1-0. All right, according to Sabre, the last triple header in Major League Baseball was played on October 2nd in 1920 between the Brooklyn Robins and the Giants. One zero is high, and the count is now 2-0.
So did they play that at the Polo Grounds then?
Well, actually,
the Legion Fields.
I haven't made it that far yet. This is on the fly research. This is fouled off over on the first base side. Well, the count is 2-1. The batter Free. It's a 7-3 in favor of Chattanooga here in the top of the seventh. We are scheduled for 7 in this one. The set by a Hernandez and the 2-1 offer is fouled off, and the count goes to 2-2 to Free. It was actually between the Pirates and the Reds. As the next offer called low and outside, and the count is run full to Free.
Well, makes sense to the oldest clubs in the National League.
Cincinnati at Pittsburgh for a three-game series, and after that, Pittsburgh was going to be at Chicago, and the Cardinals were going to be in Cincinnati. 3-2 fouled back. Pittsburgh needed 4 wins and 4 losses by the Reds to put them in third place by a half game and give them a chance to get into the postseason. Friday was rained out. 3.5 behind with 3 games to play. No makeup dates available. The Pirates decided to go for it. As this is swung on and missed, and Free strikes out, so Hernandez K's 3 in the seventh. But a run scores on 2 hits. They were both triples. As we go to the bottom of the 7th inning, it's now Chattanooga 7 and Biloxi 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Home half of the seventh inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Chattanooga Lookouts 7-3. Shuckers needing to rally to extend this game or win it, and they'll have to go against the right-hander Ryan Newtoff here in the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, Newtoff's 37th appearance this year with Double-A Chattanooga. 5-1 record, a 2.56 ERA. Six holds and two saves and three opportunities. He has allowed just two home runs. Walked 28, struck out 62 in 52 and two-thirds innings of work. Opponents hitting 226 off of him this season.
So he gets the switch hitter, Jason Koka, to lead it off, and the first pitch is bunted at and missed for his strike. It is 0-1. So day is over for J.C. Keys. Two innings, one run on one hit. It was a home run by Thomas Dillard back in the bottom of the sixth, and three strikeouts. The 0-1, and Koka swings over a breaking ball, and the count is now 0-2. Well, Newtoff came in and pitched in game number one of our doubleheader back on Friday night. One inning, did give up two hits. No walks, no strikeouts, and no runs allowed. Picked up the hold in a 4-2 Lookouts win. This is down low, and the count is 1-2. And the by virtue of the two triples in the top of the seventh inning, the save chance is now gone for Newtoff. But it is good to see him back on the field again. Remember, he took that line drive off of the shoulder. It stayed in the ballgame and finished his inning. 1-2 is way outside, and the count goes to 2-2. All right, I have found a more abbreviated version of what happened for the last tripleheader in Major League Baseball history. And why it happened is even more bizarre. 2-2 is high, and the count is 3-2. All right, so it was the Pirates and the Reds. However, the Pirates were looking to finish in third, and I thought when I said it initially, well, it wouldn't matter who would have finished in third because at that point in time, as the 3-2, he's taken on the inner edge for a called third strike. So Koka Cade, one gone, and Gabe Holt the batter. But back in 1920, it would have just been the two pennant winners faced off in the World Series. He didn't have a divisional series or a championship series. It was just, if you won the pennant, you went to the World Series. And those two teams played. So I was confused whenever I had read that, you know, Brooklyn was in there with a better record as his pitch is on the inner edge for a strike, 0-1. Well, what it turns out is that the Pirates wanted to finish in third place because if they did, they would have gotten a larger share of the World Series prize money from the winning lead. As this is in there for a strike, it is 0-2 to Holmes. And so Pittsburgh petitioned the NL in order to try and come away with a three-game sweep to catch the 1919 World Series champion Cincinnati Reds. As this is swung on a miss by Holtz on a slider in the dirt, ball is dropped by Freed, but he scoops it up and throws to first and completes the strikeout. Two gone, and Jason Lopez, the last chance for the Shuckers, trailing 7-3 here in the bottom of the seventh in our doubleheader game one. I remember, and that's the funny thing, too, is that everyone always thinks of 1919. They think of the Chicago White Sox with the Black Sox scandal.
Yeah.
And they forget that the Reds actually won the World Series that year. By the way, Pittsburgh, they needed a three-game sweep. They lost the first game of that triple header. As this is rolled foul for a strike, it is 0-1. And game one of that triple header apparently started at noon that day.
Well, this game is a lot quicker back then, as you said before, too. Pace of play even back in the 80s.
Very much faster. 0-1 right in there for a strike. It's 0-2. By the way, apparently there have been three triple headers in Major League history, but the other ones came in 1890 and 1896.
Oh, the dead ball era.
Very much so. Two strikes and the base is empty. The 0-2. And Lopez watches low. The count of ball and two strikes to Jason, who has driven in the two of the three runs for the Shuckers today with a two RBI single back in the second. Luxie trailing 7-3 here in the bottom of the seventh inning of game one of our doubleheader. Line hitter Ryan Newtoff sets. And the 1-2 is a check swing. Low. They'll appeal. And Steve Hodgins rings up Jason Lopez and brings the ball game to a close. So the Lookouts use a four-run sixth to top the Shuckers today. Final score in this one, it's Chattanooga 7 and Biloxi 3. Well, we finished at right about 4:50 today, so we will see. First pitch should be somewhere around either 5:20 or 5:30. So stay tuned to Shuckers social media. We will have the update for you there, along with the starting lineup for Game 2. Game 2 of our doubleheader, though, coming your way very shortly. Biloxi falls in Game 1 by a final score of 7-3. Game 2 coming up in about a half hour. Until then, we return you to regularly scheduled programming already in progress on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
This is Cruisin' WGCM.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
cruise and WGCM. You're cruising with Cruisin' WGCM.
Yeah. did you hear them sing it out?
Come on, come on, come on, let me show you what it's all about.
It's easy as one, two, three. All simple as do, re, mi, a, This is WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport.
And music you can dance to. We're talking the twist, the hully gully, even the funky chicken. Cruising WGCM.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. Of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. A surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal. On clear days, you thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles.
WGCM on your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the app for your smartphone at the same place. On your radio, we're at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. Cruising WGCM.
Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is there for all your automotive needs. You'll find them on A Avenue in Gulfport. Joey Plummer is continuing the family tradition. From maintenance needs to major repairs, let Ace take care of your ride. Call Ace at 228-863-5782. 228-863-5782. Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is still the best place in Gulfport to take a leak.
You've heard it said, nothing makes a hard job easier than having the right tools and equipment. That's true. And Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Gulfport has everything you need, from mini excavators, jackhammers, air compressors, and saws of all kinds, just to name a few. Milner Rental has lawn equipment, small contractor equipment, and all kinds of specialty power tools. Save time and money. Do the job yourself with a little help from Milner Rental on Dito Road near Highway 49 in Gulfport. Ford. Call Milner at 832-8081.
In 1947, Bailey Lumber opened a store in Mississippi with the goal of providing quality building materials at a fair price. And today, we keep that promise. We do this by always giving excellent service, the right products, a fair price, and now with roofing and drywall delivery. We've got the professionals and the equipment to move your order to the job site safely and on time. Find us in Ocean Springs and Bay St. Louis. Bailey Lumber, we keep you building.
At Bailey Lumber and Supply, we have everything you need to build from A to Z. From lumber and supplies to doors, windows, and roofing, including shingles and sheetrock, Bailey Lumber has what you need. And you can count on the Bailey Lumber professional staff of outside salesmen that will come to your job site and help estimate your building needs. Bailey Lumber and Supply, 2904 Bienville Boulevard in Ocean Springs and 1075 Highway 90 in Bay St. Louis. At Bailey Lumber and Supply, we have what you need.
We're putting the ding in your ramba-lamba-ding-dong, baby. Cruising WGCM.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Reset and the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. And welcome back to MGM Park, the home of the Biloxi Shuckers, as they finish off a doubleheader on this Sunday afternoon, early evening, in Biloxi, Mississippi. As
As the Lookouts took game one of the doubleheader in the series, taking three of the birds. Shuckers look to win on a high note today. It's time now for the start lineup for both sides in game two. We start with the Pacers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Center fielder Michael Ciani hits lead off, followed by the shortstop of the Reds' number one prospect, Ellie De La Cruz. Nick Quintana hits third and is the DH. And good spot for third baseman Christian and Cardassio on the strand. Matt McClain is the second baseman. He hits fifth. Alex Earl, the right fielder, hits sixth. The seventh spot, the left fielder Brian Ray. First baseman Quincy McAfee in the eighth spot. Daniel Mayoline is doing the catch, rounding out the starting nine. Connor Corliss, the left hander, gets the ball. As he goes opposite, Nick Bennett on the bump. And now looking at the starting line for the Shocker is the DH. Corey Ray bats first. The shortstop, Cam Devaney, bats second. Hitting third and playing right field is Garrett Whitley. Thomas Phillips plays left field, bats with a pedal home run in the first game. And then Felix Valerio in the five spot playing second base. Xavier Warren, the switch hitting first baseman, bats sixth. The catcher, Brent Diaz, bats seventh with the third baseman. And the switch hitting Ace and Coca hitting eighth. With the center fielder, Terrence Dawson, rounding out the starting nine, playing center field here today. And again, Nick Bennett, might hear the Benny and the Jets music in the background. He's on the hill opposite of Connor Corliss. With that, we send it back and send it over to our play-by-play man in Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Well, for the Shockers, they have dropped three of the four games in this series, so now all they can hope to do is, as you said, end on a positive note, is they have dropped this five-game series that we've ended up playing here against Chattanooga. It is just the second game, or the second series, that the Shuckers have lost at home this season. And so, very uncharacteristic for them. Left-hander Nick Bennett is the man on the mound here in game number two for Biloxi. 6-10 this year with a 5.36 ERA. Making his second start against Chattanooga, he was very good against the Lookouts whenever we were in Chattanooga back in the middle of June. 6'3", 202-pound southpaw, 24 years old. He's got a birthday coming up here in just a couple of days at the beginning of September. Sixth-round pick by the Brewers out of Louisville back in 2019. Lefty-lefty matchup as Michael Ciani stands in, and the first offer from Bennett is a weak roller out to second base. Valerio comes on, scoops, and fires, and Ciani is retired on just one pitch as we're off and running at 5:32 p.m. Central Time here in game number two.
And let's meet the Shuckers defense in game two. Starting on the outfield left to right, Thomas Stiller, Terrence Dawson's in center, Garrett Whitley's over and right. On the infield, Jason Koch is at third. Cam Devaney, Felix Valera, the double play duo up the middle. Xavier Warren at first, and doing the catching is Brent Diaz.
So bases empty and one gone. De La Cruz will bat right against the lefty at Nick Bennett. And the first offer is a little down low for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, it has cooled considerably here for game number two as the 1-0. And De La Cruz takes a breaking ball inside 2-0. 86 degrees at first pitch here in our second game. It feels like it's 95, a full 4 degrees cooler than game one. As the slider bends into the bottom of the zone, and the count is 2-1 now to De La Cruz. De La Cruz in game number one of our doubleheader, 1-for-4 with an RBI single, but he hit into a double play, grounded out, and struck out. As he takes a pitch down low, and the count is 3-1 now. The switch hitting shortstop for Chattanooga. Bennett peers in, and the left-hander, the 3-1. And a slider misses low and outside. It is ball four. Now Bennett tried to go back door with De La Cruz hitting right, and a man on with one gone for Nick Quintana. A scouting report on the left-hander Bennett. He throws a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a cutter, which is a new pitch for him this year that he has relied on heavily and seen a lot of success. The last time out for Nick, a rough outing for him on Saturday night of last week when we were in Montgomery. First offer on the way is a high chopper deep at short. It's picked by Devaney. His only play is to first, and he makes the long throw there in time to get Quintana. So De La Cruz moves to second as he was going on contact. And with two gone, it brings up Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Third baseman, Christian Encarnacion Strand.
For the last time out for Bennett. Did not make it out of the first inning against Montgomery. Two-thirds of an inning. 6 runs on 4 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. The Shuckers would end up losing 12-2. It was an 8-run first inning for Montgomery. Sent in the offer, and that skips off of the glove of Diaz and goes all the way to the backstop. It was buried down in the dirt with a fastball. And it nicked over the glove and then went over his head. So a wild pitch moves De La Cruz to third. And it's ball one to Encarnacion Strand. Nick, though, in his outings before that had been flying right along. Of course, he had his banner month of July where he had a 1.88 ERA across four outings. 1-0 is fouled back, and the count is 1-1. In the month of August, though, he's gone at least five innings in three of his four outings. The lone exception was that last time out. 1-1 count here to Encarnacion Strand, and the pitch. He's ripped on a miss. He threw him a high slider. And the count is 1-2. De La Cruz at third. He walked, advanced on the ground out by Quintana, and moved to third on the wild pitch. No score. Shuckers and lookouts here in the top of the first inning. The southpaw Bennett, the 1-2, is just outside with a slider. The count is run even at 2-2. Encarnacion Strand, 2-for-4 in the game. We just had that wrapped up about 40 minutes ago. A single and a triple. One of three triples in the game for Chattanooga. The set and the 2-2 is pulled down the left field line and foul. Down in front of another off-speed from Bennett. And so the count stays at 2-2 to Encarnacion Strand. Set by Bennett and the 2-2. He's swung through and missed. Cutter on the inside edge, and Bennett gets a strikeout to Strand. De La Cruz at third. We move on to the bottom of the first. It's the lookouts nothing. And the Shuckers coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the first inning in game number two of our doubleheader. The Shuckers holding the lookouts off the board. So here is the lineup Mike Guerrero has put together for game number two today. Leading off is the left fielder, the designated hitter Corey Ray. Cam Devaney follows him at short. And Garrett Whitley, the right fielder, bats third. In the cleanup spot is the left fielder Thomas Dillard. Felix Valerio at second. And Xavier Warren, the switch hitting first baseman, bats sixth. The seventh spot is the catcher Brent Diaz. Jason Koka bats eighth. He's at third. And Terrence Dawson, the center fielder, rounds it all out. They go opposite the left-hander Connor Curless, 2-9 this year with a 6.89 ERA. The Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So here is Corey Ray, and the first pitch to Corey is spiked back foul for a strike. It is 0-1 for the Shuckers' designated hitter. So Ray getting a time off from the field after serving as the pretty much everyday center fielder for Biloxi since rejoining them. Next offer is a called strike at the letters, and the count is 0-2 to Ray. Corey in game number one, 0-3. Lefty-lefty matchup as Curless kicks home the 0-2. And a slider is low in the dirt. The count goes to 1-1 and 2-2 to Ray. Well, Curless, the 6'1", 180-pound left-hander, 25 years old, taken in the 24th round by the Reds in 2018 out of Ohio State. The 1-2 He is just off the outside edge with a fastball. And the count goes even at 2-2. Scouting report on the left-hander, he throws a fastball, a changeup, and a slider, making his 26th appearance and his 19th start. The set and the 2-2. And Ray watches a fastball, called third strike on the outer edge. So Curlis missed it with the first one, but he finds the outer edge there, and it brings up Cam Devine.
And let's meet the lookout. Steve Vince, game two. Start on the outfield left to right. Brian Ray, Michael Ciani in center. Alan Serta's over and right. On the infield, Christian Encarnacion Strands at third. Ellie De La Cruz at short. Matt McLean at second. Quincy McAfee at first. And Daniel Vallin behind home plate.
First offer to Cam Devaney is a changeup that fades away outside for a ball. It is 1-0 to Cam. No scores, Shuckers, and lookouts here in the bottom of the first inning with one gone and the bags empty. And the 1-0 to Devaney. Cam sends it back to the screen, foul. The count is 1-1 to the Shuckers shortstop. Devaney 0-3 in game number one. Remember, he had that lineout to deep left center field. The wind is more swirling now than blowing in from left as it was earlier. 1-1. Devaney reaches for an outside slider, and the count is 1-2. A little wild there. The flags were actually blowing kind of out towards the left in between the two games, and now they are mostly still out in the foul pole, flag pole in right. 1-2 fastball is grunted high from the lefty Curlis, and the count goes even at 2-2 to Devaney. So a couple of nights of really good contact by Devaney, but he's been held hitless in the last two games. 2-2. Taken outside, trying to go backdoor with the slider. And the count is run full to Cam. That Curlis will head back and not pick up the rosin back. He'll go finger, pointer finger, middle finger, a thumb we should say, and just get that much rosin on those three fingers in particular. 3-2 pitch. And Devaney strikes out swinging on an outer edge fastball. Back-to-back K's for Curlis to begin his outing. And it brings up Garrett Whitman. Well, Shuckers have seen Curlis once before this season. He got the start back on June 15th there at AT&T Stadium. He went six innings, gave up three runs, two of them earned on six hits, one walk. But he struck out 13 Shuckers batters. Biloxi came away with a 5-2 win in that game. And it was Avalos, the winning pitcher. Set on the first offer to Whitley. That is low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Cam Devaney did drive in a couple in that game. Felix Valerio also with an RBI. 1-0 is at the top of the zone for a strike. And the count is 1-1 to Garrett Whitley. Whitley back in game number one. Drew a walk, lined out, and struck out. The 1-1 is outside with a slider. It's 2-1. Well, let's go ahead and reintroduce you to our three-man umpiring crew. Steve Hodgins is calling balls and strikes. He's our crew chief. Justin Wynn in the third, and Bobby Tassoni is at first. The set and the 2-1. And that's high with a fastball, 3-1. Steve Hodgins is our home plate umpire. Whenever he strikes out a batter, he comes down with that slicing motion. There's some of his strike three calls. Set and the 3-1. And this is looped back foul by Whitley. The count is 3-2. Know that Twitter account Pitching Ninja, there's one umpire in particular in the big leagues that I can't say I know who it is, but has a very similar motion when he K's batters. Set and the 3-2. And Whitley inside out bouncer on one hop to McAfee. He gloves and wins the race to first and beats Whitley there. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the left-hander in the bottom of the first. We move on to the second. No score between the Shuckers and the lookouts. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul two dozen of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon two dozen 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What, did you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 1249 Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Start of the second inning, no score between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. Left-hander Nick Bennett gets the right-handed hitting second baseman Matt McClain to lead it off. McClain checks his swing on a called strike with a fastball on the outer edge. It is 0-1. Bennett working around a one-out walk in the first, hesitates at the top of his delivery in the 0-1, is hit out into center field, a base hit. Well, Bennett known to vary up his timing with the bags empty, and that time, even with a hesitation, McClain was right on it as he singles out into center. McClain 1-for-3 in our first game with an RBI triple back in the seventh inning. So man on and the right fielder, Alan Serta, the hitter. Kick on the offer, and that is low for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, of course, you hope Bennett continues along the stretch that he's on right now, but even just get through that first inning. After the last inning for Nick has got to be a good first step today. And now a throw over to first, and the throw is wide of Warren as they had McClain off the bag, but now he is going to head over for third, and they are going to call time as they ruled that the ball bounced out of the field of play and then came back in. And now Steve Hodgins is going to be giving an explanation here to Jose Moreno as the ball got away from Warren. And then it bounced, and I think the confusion here for the Lookouts players is that it ended up staying inside of the field of play, or it came back in, but it must have slipped through the railing and then bounced back in. See if we get a look at it here on MILB.TV as the throw was just wide, and unfortunately the camera angle moved away, and so we didn't see where the ball bounced out of the field of play.
I wonder if it got trapped up in one of the doors down there, down the line, and maybe hit it.
It must have gone out of play because it did end up back there, but instead, McClain just ends up at second base instead of potentially scoring or certainly being at third. As the offer on the way to Serta is down low, the count is 2 balls and no strikes to the right fielder. Well, Bennett has gotten a pickoff this year, but certainly, that is one of the aspects of his game that he is still working on. 2-0. He is off the outside edge as Serta steps over the dish. And the count is 3 balls and no strikes to the right-handed hitting right fielder. And the shame is that Bennett, if he makes an accurate throw to first, he's got McClain well off of the bat. The set on the 3-0 is right over for a strike, 3-1. Because McClain had taken an extra step over, but the throw was wide of Warren. The Shuckers do catch a break that it ended up leaving the field of play. 3-1. And a slider is outside. Serta was casting the bat aside before the ball almost hit the glove of Diaz. So a 5-pitch walk to Serta. Runners on first and second with nobody gone and the left fielder Brian Ray coming to hit.
Left fielder Brian Ray.
And again, the break is that if that doesn't leave the field of play, then McClain, with his speed and the amount of foul ground that Warren had to navigate, certainly is going to be a third. First pitch fouled back by Ray for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, just the second time that we are seeing Ray in this series. He got the start in the opening game back on Friday night as he started in left field there. Went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and reached on an error. The 0-1. And Ray takes outer edge for his strike. And it's quickly 0-2. No score, Shuckers and lookouts here in the top of the second inning. Tander Nick Bennett in a little bit of a bind here with runners on first and second. As the south ball, look back to second and the 0-2. And a slider is rolled over to third. Gloved by Koka to second for one, but the throw was a little wide. And so Valerio will not have a relay to first. So McLean moves to third. Serta is out 5-4. And Ray reaches on a fielder's choice.
And Valerio doing whatever by any means necessary to get that first round. You know, still get runners in the corners and a chance to turn two with the ground ball pitcher like Nick Bennett.
Bennett this season, one of the best ground ball pitchers in Double A at the Southern League level. As the first offer, McAfee swings the recutter for a strike. It is 0-1. And certainly in terms of inducing ground ball double plays has been near the top of the leaderboard all season long. And the 0-1 is fouled straight back. Threw him another cutter, this one at the top of the zone. It's 0-2 to McAfee. So McLean at third, Ray at first. One gone in a scoreless game here in the top of the second. Bennett peeks to the runner at first. On the southpaw, after another look, the 0-2 is a check swing on a slider high. On the count, one ball and two strikes to the first baseman, McAfee. Minutes 1-2. On the outer edge, it's a called third strike. Dropped in a slider for the second strikeout of the day. And two gone now, and Daniel Veoween, the batter.
And we've gotten really accustomed to that slider. You know, backdooring to right-handed hitters. This time it's up in the zone, which I feel like we don't see it too much up there. Usually it's down to the knee level. Climbing the ladder that time.
Bennett readies, and the offer is hit in the air. Center field, Dawson a few steps back. Now he'll come in, move with the wind, and settle underneath it. And Bennett works around a hit, a walk, and an error, and strands two in the top of the second inning. We move on to the home half of the second, and it's scoreless between Shuckers and the Lookouts. And the Lexi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve-level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Home half of the second, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts, and the birthday boy, Thomas Dillard, leads it off for Biloxi here in the bottom of the second inning. So good job by Nick Bennett to work around a couple of men on base in the top of the frame, and Curlis brings home the first. And that's a called strike at the top of the zone. It is 0-1 to Dillard. Well, Dillard back in game number one of our doubleheader walked and homered. He scored two of the three runs for the Shuckers. Set and the 0-1. He was way outside. And the count, one ball and one strike to Dillard. And Thomas with the family in town yet again, as you heard a little bit louder of a cheer for him as he came around third. Not in agreement, and the left-hander Curlis, though, 1-1. And Dillard reaches for an outside slider, and the count is 1-2. You can also tell whenever Thomas has had family in the crowd, because they normally sit behind the Shuckers dugout, and he's got a kiss that he blows to them as he comes around third base. 1-2. Rip and a miss. It's a strikeout. Third of the day already for the lefty Curlis. And with one out, it'll be Felix Valeria. Again, the Shuckers are hoping that Curlis does not have a repeat performance of when he faced off against Biloxi and Cade 13 in six innings. Set in the offer. And Valerio, a weak tapper. It is picked up in fair territory, according to Steve Hodgins. And Valerio is tagged out. And Valerio is pointing to where it's inside of the batter's box whenever it was picked up by Veoween, and he is tagged out. And now Mike Guerrero is going to come down. We're going to have a forensic evidence look at this.
That's a good thing. It's still early in the ball game. It hasn't been disrupted in either batter's box as much.
And you saw there, Hodgins was drawing the imaginary diagonal line out from home plate for where that ball would have ended up in fair territory as we get a look at it, and the out recorded, so the rare two unassisted. And two gone as Xavier Warren stands in and will bat from the right side against the left-hander Connor Curlis. Set and the 1-0 is high. Two balls and no strikes to Warren. So the base is empty and two gone in a scoreless contest between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. Curlis rocks and the 2-0 is on the inner edge for a strike. It is 2-1. And you have to wonder if, again, the left-hander Andrew Abbott was originally slated to start game number two here, and then the decision was made to throw Curlis. As the 2-1 is swung on and missed, and the count is now 2-2. And ever since July 26th, Curlis has moved into more of a role as a reliever. He hasn't thrown more than 3 1/3 innings since. Has made all five appearances until this point in August out of the pen. The lefty, the 2-2, is popped up back of home our way and out of play foul. And so the count will stay at 2-2 to Warren. But again, the Shuckers are in a luxurious position where they have their starter set for Tuesday, where T.J. Shook did not start in this series, and so he'll be good to go when we travel to Rocket City as a 2-2 is pulled foul on the third base side. And so the count will stay even to Warren. But meanwhile, for these Lookouts rolling with a five-man rotation, if you throw Abbott, then you're asking one of your Friday starters to turn around and pitch again on short rest on Tuesday. So very possible that Curlis was tabbed as the starter, and we'll see how long he goes. Base is empty and two gone here, and another 2-2 to Warren. Is Pop back again or what? We might have a shot at this one. Nope. All the way over our heads. I normally wait for the thud, and it never came that time. And that's how you can tell that it would have come right down on our heads when it's that loud right on the roof. Another 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him out in front of a slider. And it's four strikeouts as part of two scoreless innings for Connor Curlis, who sat down all six in a row. We move on to the third. We're scheduled for 7. There's no score between the Shuckers and the Lookouts here in game two of our doubleheader, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the third inning. No score still between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Top of the order due up here as Michael Ciani leads it off. And to take you through the next couple, here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. As Ciani shows bunt, and he bunts it up the first base side. And they're going to call him out because he bunted it in fair territory, and then he went out of the batter's box and it hit him. So all types of trouble around a home plate, and Ciani's trying to plead his case, saying, I was still in the batter's box when it hit me. And Jose Moreno comes in to try to restore order, but and Ciani, and it hits him in the batter's box, and see, then he runs up the first baseline and hits him a second time. So Ciani is appears to be in the right there. Should be just a foul ball, but as he bunts it down, hits him in the chest, runs out, hits him again. That is really tough for Ciani. And Moreno still winning his case. So now all three umpires are going to get together. But remember, we had Felix Valerio, who had a little tapper at home plate. And he was ruled out. And now I think Ciani's having a chat with Brian Diaz. He's saying, you know I'm right, right?
Oh, and I have to wonder, too, if because Steve Hodgins was right behind a left-handed batter with the way that ball bounced, if he didn't see it hit Ciani the first time, and all he saw was the second time, because at that point, when it hits him a second time up the line, that's where he put the hands up and called out at that point. So that might be what the conference is about.
Good
and that's
jump.
Even what Brent Diaz was pointing to as we looked at it again on MILB.TV, is Diaz was pointing at the second time that it hit Ciani.
Diaz is trying to get the call that way. A long conference here between all three umpires.
Well, whatever the call is, either way, there's going to be a very upset manager one way or the other.
So Diaz takes a second look. He turns his head, and that's when he points, like you said. The umpire is still meeting right now. The call on the field was that it hit Ciani when he was exited the batter's box and was running up the first base line. And I mean, this has to be one of the longest, I think, minor league conferences there have been. And they're going to give him back into the left-hander's batter's box, saying it was a foul ball, and now Mike Guerrero comes out. He's going to want word with Stephen Hodgins, but from up here, that is the right call. And Mike Guerrero, I know he's not going to be pleased by the fact they initially called him out and then they reverse it. Especially, too, it's just right after the Felix Valerio. And now Guerrero tosses the helmet, and he's gone. So So Mike Guerrero will hit the showers early and his doubleheader. But again, I think it's the principle, the fact that Valerio gets called out on a ball that was tapped in front of home plate. That it didn't hit him, but it was in fair territory, just ever so slightly if possible. We couldn't tell from the camera angle.
And again, that was one that was still right in the batter's box whenever it was picked up. And I think maybe the other argument from Guerrero is the fact that the umpires didn't talk about Valerio's.
As the 0-1 slider comes into the knees for a call and strike, it's 0-2.
And that might be the other issue with it as well, is that they talked about Ciani's, but not the ball for Valerio.
And the 0-2 slider down and away, 1-2. I think you're right. And again, that has to be, that felt like a major league review where we called New York there for a second, how long it took. 1-2, and a slider down and in. Just feeding the lookout center fielder, plenty of them in this at-bat so far. And now baseball has gone and out over the right center field wall. And so the right fielder, Garrett Willie, will go fetch after it. Third time that manager Mike Guerrero has been tossed this season. As a 2-2, a slider, Ciani just able to appease somebody's out in front of it. Well, the last time he was tossed back on May 27th against the Biscuits. And Bennett, the southpaw, is 2-2. And Ciani fights it foul again on a cutter. And so the battle continues. Ciani, who grounded out to Valerio to kick open the ball game, broke his bat, so he's got a new one in his hand this time around. And the 2-2. And a slider pulled on the ground, a first base side foul. Up into the Shuckers bullpen. And Ciani currently running a 5-game hitting streak. Was 3-for-4 in the first game with a doubleheader. Was 3-for-11 going into that. So 6-for-15 coming into game two. As a 2-2, Ciani again spoils it off foul. Third base side. Another foul ball. Expensive at bat here. As a 2-2. Outside corner called strike three. Freezes him with a cutter. Third punch out for Nick Bennett. Second one looking. And it goes right to the outer half. And Ciani finally sat down. So he could have had the one pitch, one out, instead a lengthy at-bat. And now the shortstop, Ellie De La Cruz from the right side. Takes a slider over the heart of the plate for strike one. One out, nobody on top of the third. No score in the second game with a doubleheader. As the 0-1, De La Cruz pounds one high in the air down the left field line. And it is a foul ball. Just hooked it down that way. Now De La Cruz in his first at-bat of this series back on Friday. And the game one of a doubleheader took the first pitch and put it down the left field line for a home run. And the 0-2. Slider just off the plate outside. And Nick Bennett trying to live out there. Good-looking pitch, but it was off the plate. And so the southpaw against the Reds' number one prospect. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. A changeup down and away, fading away. Back-to-back strikeouts for today for Bennett. Two gone in the frame.
Well, again, that's a pitch that Nick doesn't throw very much, but when he does, he throws it to right-handers, and that's exactly the result you're looking for, something that's tumbling away for them that they stretch for.
Now the first pitch to Nick Quintana is a fastball outside at 90 miles an hour for ball one. I think it was that start against Chattanooga 2 where he really said he was trying to start him to throw it more as well. Back in June, as the 1-0 misses up and away with a fastball, 2-0. Well, yeah, you're right. That's kind of a pitch he knows he doesn't throw too often. And he gets a lot of swing and misses at it. As a 2-0, that's whiffed and a miss on a cutter. Down and in for strike one. Two outs, base is empty, top of the third, no score. Lookouts have the only hit of the ball game so far. And the 2-1, Quintana swings and misses, pitch down to the zone, 2-2. Matt McClain has the only hit so far for either side. It was a leadoff single. The lookouts left, runners on the corners. Two outs, the 2-2 home. And that's outside through, but changeup. Needed a really good one. And a quick worker, the 3-2. As Quintana chops it foul, third base side. Skoka push a step to his right, but it was wanted the bag by a few steps. Again, the payoff home. As Quintana yanks it on the ground, foul this time. Ricochet is off the front of the tarp, off the fence, and down the left field side.
How about a almost completely empty bullpen?
Yeah,
there's one guy down there.
Just to get the baseballs like that one. As a 3-2, Quintana flies in the air the opposite way. Whitley backpedals at the warning track just shy of the wall, makes the grab. With the wind gusting in from right field. It's a 1-2-3, top of the third inning. Five in a row set down from Nick Bennett. Move on to the bottom of the third inning. In Biloxi, no score. As you go that way, 10 seconds for a station notification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Fred Diaz leads things off at the bottom of the third inning. No score between the lookouts and the Shuckers in the series finale. Bottom three in the order. Go up against Connor Curlis. There was a breaking ball over the heart of the plate. First strike, one. Diaz hitting 272 this season. Seven home runs and 28 driven in. Curlis is southpaw for the third base side of the rubber, the 0-1. And Diaz pops it up off the edge of the bat. Right side of the infield. McAfee, the first baseman, backs up onto the grass. And one step to his right, makes the catch. For the first down and in the third inning. So the first seven men now sat down from Curlis. Shucker is looking to repeat what they did on Friday where they dropped the opening game of the doubleheader but then came back and won the second one. But Curlis has been tough going so far. As Jason Coca, the switch hitter from the right side, swings and misses at a slider for strike one. Curlis just seems like he has every pitch working for him so far. Glove up towards the eyes, the 0-1. And a fastball located at the bottom of the zone. For a called strike, it's 0-2. Coca with a sharp glance back to Stephen Hodgins, but looks like it caught the bottom of the zone, and now Coca's going to call time. Now Yasin 1-for-3, single, and scored one time in game one. Five game on base streak for him as he punches a fastball up in the zone foul behind home plate to stay alive. But Koka still had that spectacular defensive catch in the first inning in foul territory. Laying all out. Say it's a five-star catch for him. The 0-2. And Koka, sharp pick, ground ball. Three hopper right to De La Cruz at short. Backhand stab, throws across, and puts him away by a step. Two up, two down in the third. So first time through the order almost. Eight men up. 36 pitches, 25 strikes for Curlis. And here is Terrence Dawson, the center fielder. Filling in for Corey Ray, the scare wrench before the DH today in game two. Dawson from the left side, check swing, pops it up foul, third base side, into the third row just behind the tarp on the left field side for strike one. Dawson hitting 259. Seven runs driven in.
Another baseball came in from the right field. Berman, that's two strikes. You don't get it back.
That's tough.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, it's fair. Until someone hits a home run out there, possibly in this game, we'll get another. The 0-1 as Dawson pops it up. Third base side and foul ground. Encarnacion Strand towards the dugout in front of the camera well makes the catch. And a 1-2-3 third inning, 9 up, 9 down for Connor Curlis. 3 innings in the books, still no score between the Shuckers and the Lookouts on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna
let it burn, 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 burn. We enter the top of the fourth inning at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Southpaw Nick Bennett faces the middle part of the order of 4, 5, and 6. It's Christian Encarnacion Strand from the right side. The left-hander Bennett misses outside with a fastball for ball one. Bennett, a 1-2-3 third inning. He's retired the last five. 4 strikeouts so far. As the 1-0 bounces in with a fastball, 2-0 to the Lookout's third baseman. Struck out swinging his first time up. As Bennett from the third base side of the rubber, 2-0. And a belt tie. Breaking ball on the outer half for a strike. And Encarnacion Strand with a triple in his box score ledger in game one. It's 2-for-4. And the 2-1 slider just misses outside. As Brent Diaz, the catcher, trying to bring the black glove towards the outer half of the plate. But Bennett behind, 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging after a cutter. Down and in, 3-2. As Bennett looks to work backwards in the count. Just the second full count today worked by Lookout's hitter. Nick Quintana did. The last at bat of the third, 3-2. Swing and a miss.
How you doing?
A Change up on the outer half. Five strikeouts for Nick Bennett. So one out, base is empty. Top of the fourth inning, still scoreless. And here is Matt McClain as the only hit for either side so far. And first pitch swinging. Swinging butt up the third base side. Foul. Barely reaches Jose Moreno in the third base coach's box. First strike one. Bennett now up to 56 pitches, 36 of them for strikes through three and a third as McClain showed bunt, pulled it back, and laid off the breaking ball down and away, one and one. McClain was at first where Bennett had him picked off, just couldn't throw it on target. 1-1, and a slider slithers in on the inner half for a called strike, one and two. We saw a great pickoff move from Harold Chirino at second base last night. I think one of the best pickoff moves in this league. And the 1-2 is bounced foul, third base out again. Always remember watching Julio Rios for the Dodgers. Always had a sneaky one just because him being a lefty. And he always came close to balking, and that's what always the talk of the town was. I think he's changed it since then. And the 1-2. This is down and away. 2-2. Next pitch home. It is up and away with a slider and the count's full. McClain, who has gone, looks at second base and shortstop. Obviously, the promotion of Ellie De La Cruz has moved him over all around the infield. As a 3-2, McClain turns on a breaking ball and punches it down the left field line. It reaches the bottom of the wall. Dillard fetches it out, and McClain will chug into second base with his second hit today. It's a double. So his lone hit in the first game of the doubleheader was a triple. Basically, almost hit his way for the cycle between both games, just needing the home run. But the go-ahead run in scoring position with one out now at the top of the fourth. It's McClain's 17th double of the season, and the right fielder, Alan Serda, takes down an in-cutter for ball one. Serda hitting just above 200 at 203. 1-0, and a big swing and a miss. Almost lost the top of the batting helmet. His eyes are up towards the sky. McClain bouncing off a second 1-1 is down and away. Ball two, but Serda walked his first time in the second. He's now walked in four straight games. His on-base streak now stretching 10. That is a lookout's active streak season long right now. Longest on the lookouts. That is slider. Backdoors its way in for a call and strike 2-2. Had a few Shuckers reach into the 20s this year in terms of on-base streak. They were kind of all around the same time, too, in July. Bennett peers back to second twice in the 2-2. Serda lifts in the air, shallow right center field. Dawson comes in and to his left, makes the catch, throws it in quickly, but McClain tags up from second to third. And so it's a productive out for Alan Serda.
And really, you look back to it, it was back in that June series we played in Chattanooga was where some of that was extended. Thomas Dillard pushing his on-base streak over 20 games. Cam Devaney obviously had a 19-game hitting streak as part of, I believe, a 24-game on-base streak.
And yeah, Devaney's hitting streak from June 5th to June 28th. Down and away with a breaking ball to Brian Ray, the left fielder, for ball one. It was like one after another, just one streak stopping, and someone else is carrying into double figures. 1-0, And a bouncer, third base side to Hopper. Coco plays back on it, sets his feet and throws across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. And the one-out double from McLean comes to none as he's left over at third base. After 3.5, still no score between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Zeroes up on the scoreboard in right center. We're still scoreless in the second leg of this doubleheader on a Sunday afternoon, early evening. Top of the order due up, Corey Ray, Canavini, Garrett Whitley, southpaw Connor Curlis. Fires in a breaking ball high for ball one. Nine up, nine down for the left-hander for Chattanooga. Really, Nick Bennett, he's pitched equally as well. And the 1-0 Ray fights it back towards the screen for a strike one. 1-1. Well, in that last inning, Curlis just needing eight pitches, all of them for strikes to put away the Shuckers. Struck out four in the first two innings. As the 1-1 is on the outer half with a fastball for a strike, 1-2. And then last inning, two pop-outs and a ground-out. So nothing has reached the outfield yet for Biloxi. Ray looking to change that here. 1-2 is foul tip into the mitt of Veoin for strike three. Number five, left-hander Curlis, second time that he's gone Ray today. First out recorded, nobody on base. In the bottom of the fourth inning. Lookouts with the winning game one, taking the series. 3-1 lead right now. Shucker is looking to finish on a high note. As a backdoor breaking ball, Devaney is flustered out in front of for his strike one. The left-hander Curlis in a really good groove right now as the 0-1 is a slider. That one caught a piece of Veoin as he hobbles out of the batting circle. He got hit on the forearm. His glove went flying. Ball in and out of the glove. Now the training staff going to come out to take a look on him. Yeah, it was on the backswing from Devaney. He caught him right on the left elbow. And that one hurts. I will say, remember, Paul McIntosh for Pensacola, every time the Shuckers play, he gets dinged up. And that might be the only other time we've seen someone really get dinged up here at MGM Park like that. McIntosh is always taking, you know, foul tips off his hands, his body. It's a long backswing from Cam Devaney. Veoin watches a lot of hockey. He's okay. One out, nobody on. No score, bottom four. Count 0-2 on the shortstop, the fan who went down on strikes his first time up. And Curlis is 0-2. Is upstairs for the fastball. Shuckers will hit the road into Rocket City next week. First only time going there. 1-2. And fastball near the bottom of the zone. 89 miles an hour, it misses low, 2-2. The trash pan is currently in first place, a three-game lead on the Smokies. And the 2-2 as Devaney pops it up, shallow right field. Serta, the right fielder, comes in and makes the catch. One step to his right at the end. Well, that is the first ball to really reach the outfield grass today. Was the pop out to Diaz that McAfee had to go out a few steps on the grass. That was last inning. With two outs, bases empty, the right fielder Garrett Whitley. Again, was named the Biloxi Bomber of the Month. Tied with Corey Ray for the most home runs with four. And the first pitch inside with a fastball for ball one. Well, the Shuckers' home run total did slow down a bit here in the month of August, but I mean, they were on just a rapid pace at one point in the early months as the 1-0. This is up and away with a fastball, 2-0. Well, there was the same month where Jackson Reitz, I think, hit 9 home runs and fell short to Joey Weimer.
It was Joey hit 9 and Jackson hit 7.
Oh, hit 7, that's what it was. Tough month. 2-0 misses up and away. Again with a fastball. 3-0.
Reed's got the better of him in June.
Yeah. We were one of the first few, and then Reed's took over. Infield back all the way around. And the 3-0 Whitley took it all the way. A fastball on the inside corner. 11 up, 11 down so far for Connor Curlis, but has to work backwards in the count on Garrett Whitley. 3-1 from the left-hander. And Willie checks the swing. It's in the zone. And the count's full, 3-2.
It was Cam Devaney who hit the most in July. I believe he hit 7.
Yeah. Saw a few different Shuckers getting their turns. Well, one left, I guess, in September. And a 3-2 Whitley. It's cut on a miss for strike 3. That is 6 strikeouts for Curlis in 4 shutout innings. Move on to the 5th. No score. Shuckers and Lookouts. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Still serving. searching for our first run at the top of the fifth. Big no score between the lookouts and the Shuckers. Left hitter Nick Bennett for his pitch to Quincy McAfee. His right foot back to the screen for strike one. With that, we send it back over to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Just two hits in the ballgame, both of them by Chattanooga, as the 0-1 is pulled down the left field line and foul, and that's why you've got somebody guarding the bullpen catcher down there. Snag made down that way by Spencer Stockton, who got the win in last night's game. The 0-2 is outside for Bennett. The count is one ball and two strikes for the first baseman, McAfee, who struck out looking on a slider his first time up in the second. 1-2 from Bennett is popped up back of home and foul. And the count will stay at 1-2. Matt McClain has both hits in this game, a single in the second and a double in the fourth. Shuckers have yet to record a base runner through four innings. The set and another 1-2 is a little outside. And the count goes to Spalls and two strikes to McAfee. Left-handed hitting Veoween and then Ciani, the left-handed hitting center fielder, will follow. The 2-2. Inside edge missed. Good looking cutter. The count has run full to McAfee. The payoff is pulled down the third baseline again, foul. You see right hand in action going out of the bullpen by now. For the lookouts, and that might be the best news for Biloxi, as Connor Curlis has barely fallen behind a batter today. Set in the 3-2. Popped up again, foul. So Bennett has faced a couple of deep counts. Even though he gave up the double to McClain last inning, he threw 20 pitches for a strikeout, a double, a lineout, and a groundout. Right-handed hitting first baseman McAfee back in. Another 3-2. He's pulled third base side off the tip of the glove of Coca and into left field, a base hit. Jason ranging to his left, jumped up and almost brought it in. But it's a line drive single for McAfee and a man on with nobody gone, as Veoween will stand there.
You think another inch or so and Coca probably hauls that one in.
So close. But instead, the leadoff man on. And there is some right-handed action out in Biloxi's pen that'll get going. And this is bunted back towards Bennett. He'll pick up. The lone play is to first. And he makes an accurate throw to Warren. So a sack bunt by the catcher, Veoween, and the lineup turns over to Ciani. As it looks like, as again, Robbie Hitt is the one who is just starting to play catch out in Biloxi's pen. So what a sack bunt in each of the last two games now for the lookouts.
3 in the series.
So Ciani in from the left side. Wide stance as he waits, and the first offer is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Remember, Ciani tried to jump down a bunt to lead off the third inning. Ball that bounced up and hit him in the batter's box, and then again when he was out of the batter's box. Set in the 1-0. Poked foul. The initial call was that Ciani was out. The umpires got together on it. Had a long conference, said that it had hit him in the box, and so it was a foul ball. Mike Guerrero objected, spiked his helmet, and was told to leave. Look back to second, and Bennett, after another peek, the 1-1. The low and away, 2-1. I count two helmet spikes by Mike Guerrero this year now. It's each of his last two ejections. Bennett has the sign that he wants. And the offer. Check swing on a pitch just off the plate. Ellie De La Cruz switch hitting shortstop waiting on deck. No score, Shuckers and lookouts here in the top of the fifth inning. The set and the 3-1. Swing and a miss. The count has run to 3-2. As we play on here in the fifth inning, we'll also take a look around scores from the rest of the Brewer system. And Everybody else has gone final to that. Kick and the 3-2. And a breaking ball is cut on and missed. He got him out in front of a slider. Sixth strikeout for Bennett. Two gone in the inning, and De La Cruz the hitter. We'll start one level down with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who remember had dropped back-to-back games 3-2 to Lansing. Well, they only gave up two today, and they score five. And a big piece of that, well, that would be the return of Jackson Churio, who had not played since, I believe, August 12th. It was the last game that he had appeared in. It had been a minute, as he was sidelined with an injury, and the decision is going to be made. The Shuckers are going to intentionally walk De La Cruz. Something that you don't see very often.
Third time through the order, maybe. That's why.
So De La Cruz is intentionally walked. And now Nick Quintana, the designated hitter, and was also probably to not let De La Cruz bat left against the right-hander Robbie Hitt, who will come in as Nick Childs comes out and will make the pitching change. Today is over for Dick Bennett. One out away from qualifying from a winning decision today if the Shuckers could score one in the bottom of the fifth. He leaves with two in on and two gone. We'll introduce you to the new hurler on the other side. No score Shuckers and lookouts on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitching change for Biloxi in a scoreless game with two gone. Runners on first and second in the top of the fifth. Right hitter Robbie Hitt is on. He gets the right-handed hitting Nick Quintana on the first offer. He is low and away with a slider, 1-0.
Yeah, for Hitt on the season, his 36th appearance with Biloxi. 4-2 record, a 4.22 ERA. In 42 and two-thirds innings, he's walked 21, strikeout 49, a whip of 1.38.
So it's McAvee at second, De La Cruz at first, and hit the 1-0. And that bounces in. It bounces in front of Diaz and spins to the backstop. And so the runners will advance 90 feet on the wild pitch. So 2-0 the count to Quintana, and now 2 men in scoring position. Now obviously, the decision was made to intentionally walk De La Cruz, so that way he wasn't batting left-handed against a right-handed reliever. And especially Hitt, who everything is going to run in towards lefties. 2-0. He is low with the slider, and it's 3 balls in, no strikes to Quintana. So Nick Bennett departs. 4 2/3 innings. But he is responsible for the 2 men on base in a scoreless game. 6 strikeouts for Nick. 3-0 is inside ball 4. The fastball misses, and now the bases are loaded. Still 2 gone. Christian Encarnacion strand the batter. Bennett now down at the end of the dugout. Remember, he had that hot shot foul ball that nearly got him whenever we were in Montgomery and he was down at the end of the dugout. Asked him why he likes to stand out there. He says it just lets me see the game a little bit better. First offer, fastball, inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Especially in a series like we played against Montgomery. Really zone in and focus down on the other end and make sure you're scouting and seeing everything right. But now he's nervously awaiting with two inherited runners. 0-1 slider is low and outside. And they count one ball and one strike to Encarnacion Strand. Inning started with a single to left by McAfee that Coca nearly caught on a leap. He struck out Ciani and then De La Cruz intentionally walked. Hit walking Quintana to put the bases loaded and the 1-1. He is right there for a strike of the knees at 94. The count is 1-2. Hit working from the extreme first base side of the rubber. Just barely has the ball of his right foot on it. Sets and the 1-2 is a slider down low and a good job to bury it with the glove by Diaz. And the count goes to 2-2. Strand 0 for 2 today with a couple of strikeouts. Both of them on cutters from Bennett and both of them swinging. Matt McClain on deck. You do not want to see him hit with anybody on. He's 2 for 2 in this game. 2-2. He's hit right at the shortstop, Devaney. Spins around on one hop, comes up and fires, and retires Encarnacion Strand. And hit comes on and leaves the bases full. We head on to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still scoreless between the Shuckers and the Lookouts on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Half up the fifth inning, still scoreless between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. Day is over for the lefty Connor Curless and the new right-hander in for Chattanooga as they go to Ricky Salinas here in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, Salinas, 26-year-old, down of Houston, Texas, played his college ball in Rice. 2018 draft pick by the Reds is making his 28th appearance this season in Chattanooga. 3-4 record, a 5.85 ERA. He has also started 2 games, 1 hold and 1 save and 2 opportunities, and 64 2/3 innings. He's walked 43, struck out 54.
First offer to Thomas Dillard. He tries to check his swing on a curveball and can't, and it is strike one. So the day is over for Curless. 4 perfect innings with 6 strikeouts. Shuckers glad to see him leave. 0-1 and another big curveball, and that misses outside. The count goes to 1-1 to Dillard. 0-1 today with a strikeout swinging back in the second. Salinas, 1-1. High and away. 2 balls and 1 strike to Dillard. Well, Salinas has faced off against the Shuckers once this year, but he came in kind of on the back end of a blowout. 2-1. Dillard hits this into right field, sinking fast and down in front of Serta. It's the first hit of the game for the Shuckers, as Dillard has hit safely in both contests on his birthday.
And now a 13-game on base streak for Dillard. Finally, the Shuckers get a hit on the board.
So again, Curlew leaves, and there you go. So now it's Felix Valerio from the right side. On the set on the first offer. And Valerio watches a fastball come in at 89 for a strike. It is 0-1. Now Valerio drew a walk in the one appearance that he had against Salinas back on June 18th at AT&T Field. The set in the 0-1. This is cued back foul, and the count is 0-2. Remember, the Shuckers scored 8 in the first inning against Andrew Abbott in that game. They would end up winning it 15-3. Salinas came in, went 3 1/3. He gave up 2 runs on 3 hits, walked 3, and struck out 3. Righty with a little bit of a hunch now straightens up, and the 0-2 is a breaking ball. Pop back just off to our right, and out of play foul. So the count stays at 0-2 to Valerio, who is 0-1 today. With that slightly controversial play right at home plate, where a ball hit in the batter's box, it was scooped up by Veoine, and he tagged down Valerio for the second out in the second. The kick and another 0-2, and a check swing tapper foul. Now Felix just tried to hold up, but instead fouls it back. So the count stays at 0-2. Xavier Warren, the switch hitting first baseman on deck. He will bat left for the first time today. It's the right-hander Salinas. No scores, Shuckers, and lookouts here in the bottom of the fifth. And another 0-2. And Valerio skies it into shallow right field. Coming on Serta, and he will settle underneath it in medium depth right field for the out. Well, one gone, and here is Warren. Well, we were running through scores from around the rest of the Brewer system. Wisconsin 5-2 winners today. Home runs from Ben Metzinger, who hit his third. That was in the first inning. Then Jackson Churio hit his fifth of the year with high A. It was a three-run blast, and Jefferson Kiro also with a solo home run. As this pitch is high and away for a ball, it is 1-0. Churio serving as the DH today, 1-for-2 with that home run, 3 RBIs, and a run scored. Number 11 prospect in all of minor league baseball by MLB Pipeline. 1-0, and a breaking ball is fouled back, and it's 1-1 to Warren. But what number 2 if you go by Baseball America? Winning pitcher today was Carlos Rodriguez. 6 innings, 1 run on 3 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts for the young right-hander for Wisconsin. Right-hander Salinas sets and is 1-1. And Warren takes outside with a fastball. The count is now 2-1 to Warren. And Rodriguez's 6th-round pick in last year's draft by Milwaukee out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College, just 20 years old. Warren turned 21 until November, and the end of the month at that. 2-1, and Warren checks his swing, and the tapper goes up the third baseline foul. And the count is now 2-2 to Xavier. Dillard at first, one gone, no score, Shuckers, and lookouts here in the bottom of the fifth. Game number 2 of our doubleheader to end this series. And a 2-2 is scalded into center field. That'll dunk in for a base hit. A little bit of a stutter step for Ciani, but he gets his body in front of it. And Warren with a hit up the middle. And so now the Shuckers have the go-ahead run in scoring position, and Brent Diaz coming to bat. Thank you. Great opportunity for Diaz, who in the game last night had a three-hit night, winning a big double in the ninth inning. Salinas readies and the first offer. And a curveball sweeps away for a ball. It is 1-0. Now, Diaz did not get a chance to bat against Salinas in that series. Remember, Brent went on the IL when we were in Chattanooga. We also had Pedro Severino on Major League Rehab with us. Set down the 1-0. And another curveball is low. Two balls and no strikes to Diaz, who's 0-for-1 today with a fly out to first. You know, we were talking about all those overlapping on-base streaks. The one that gets forgotten a little bit was Noah Campbell and what he did. And that Chattanooga series was part of his big month of June. 2-0, and this curveball finds the zone. Two balls and a strike now to Diaz. Dillard at second, Warren at first. One gone in a scoreless game between the Shuckers and the Lookouts here on the bottom of the fifth. Salinas is 2-1, and a fastball is low and in. Three balls and one strike to Diaz. Easton Coca waiting on deck. As for the Nashville Sounds, they fall to the Durham Bulls today. A lot of familiar names involved in this one. For the Sounds, just one run. It was a solo homer by Joey Weimer. The set and the 3-1. Is a breaking ball hit on the ground. De La Cruz ranges to his left, throws to second for one. The relay to first by McLean is in time. And so Diaz hits into a 6-4-3 double play. And the Shuckers' first scoring threat of the night comes to a close. We move on to the sixth. Still no score between the Shuckers and the Lookouts on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Start of the sixth inning, still looking for a run. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. Robbie hit out for his first full inning of work. And to take you through the sixth inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Shucker is able to muster two hits last inning. An inning-ending double play induced by Ricky Salinas. He gets out of it. So the right-hander Robbie hit first pitch is a slider down and away to the ever-dangerous Matt McLean for ball one. Lookout second baseman. It's in the last three games of the series. Now he's 2-for-2 today. A single and a double in the second and the fourth. As the breaking ball falls into the knees for a call and strike, 1-1 the count now. On McLean, gray pants rolled up to show the Red Sox underneath. With the Cincinnati Reds logo on them as well. And the 1-1 McLean hits one sharp in the ground and through the 5-6 hole in the left field, the base hit. And Matt McLean with a three-hit night. Now he has accounted for 3 of the 4 hits for the Lookouts today and 3 of the 6 hits in the ballgame to this point. So good start for him, and Alan Serta, the right fielder, looks to continue that trend as a fastball sport on the outside corner for strike one. As Serta pinwheels the bat in his right arm, 1 foot in the batter's box, 1 foot out. And who came in to face 2 batters last inning. Lookouts left them loaded as the 0-1. Serna's tardy on a fastball at the bottom of the zone, 92, and it's 0-2. Serna walked to the second, flight out to center field in the fourth. Both of those played appearances against Nick Bennett. They went 4-2, thirds innings today. Walked 3, struck out 6, 3 hits. McLean going, and the 0-2's down and away with the slider. No chance for Diaz to even throw it down. And so Matt McLean steals second. And now he's in scoring position. Well, this is the kind of way that the Lookouts can do what they haven't been able to do. Going back to a few nights ago where they put themselves in scoring position a few times. Especially the likes of Mike Ciani, Southern League leader in stolen bases. This is the 1-2, is a high bouncer out the middle. McLean off to third. Devaney has to wait back for it. Only plays to first. So there it is. A stolen base works out as McLean is in at third. Serta is out at first. And now one out in the top of the sixth for Brian Ray. So infield in for the Shuckers with one gone, and Ray fouls it back just over our heads. And the press box for strike one. That was a hot shot. Almost had a chance up here in the booth. Hit comes set, the 0-1. And a fastball at 94 just off the plate, down and away, 1-1. Ray today has grounded out to Koch at third a pair of times. 5-4 fielder's choice and a 5-3 put out in the second and the fourth, respectively. It kicks 1-1, and a fastball down and away as Diaz pump fake flinches down to second. Show that he will backpick it, especially with Koch playing in line with the base. If they want to, they can. McLean has to be careful. He's the go-ahead run right now as a 2-1 is waved over and a miss on a dipping slider down and away. It seems like this is the type of game whoever scores first will win. Here in the top of the sixth, no score. Runner at third, one out. Head looking to put away. Ray, 2-2. Is low with the fastball. Just missing. A right-hander warming for the Shuckers and their bullpen. Here is Carlos Luna. 3-2 as Ray pulls it, snagged by Koch in and out of the glove, and Ray's able to get to beat it out. But Jason Koch, a hot shot, able to hold it down, but that leads to the first run of the ball game. A single off the bat of Brian Ray. And Koku is almost able to come up with it. And now a pinch runner. It's Jacob Herdebees at first base. As he comes in for Ray and probably will stay in the ball game. Herdebees started in left field. Game one of this doubleheader. So Quincy McAfee. Herdebees at first, inside with a fastball, 92. Herdebees always a threat to steal. We've talked about just the pure speed between him and Mike Ciani. One out, Herdebe's out of first. He's going, and a bounce the other way past the vacated hole on the right side into right field. So Herdebe's goes first to third on a slow chopper on the right side, and McAfee has his second hit. That was just textbook there by the lookouts. Herdebe's, who's 13 for 16 on stolen bases, was off and moving. So with a run in, runners on the corners, and the catcher Daniel Veoin comes to the plate, the left-hander. And now Nick Childs pops out, the pitching coach, who is the interim manager. After Mike Guerrero was ejected, and now he'll point to the bullpen down the right field line, so that's going to do it for Robbie Hitt today. Goes two-thirds of an inning. That was three hits, one run, and walked another as well. So new pitch of the ball game at the top of the sixth inning. 1-0 Chattanooga on top of the Shuckers. We'll step aside on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
New right hander Carlos Luna in the ball game for the right-hander Robbie Hitt. Runners on the corner is one out, one run in the top of the sixth inning. Shuckers trailing 1-0, but again, Luna in the ballgame.
The 24th appearance of the year for Luna, his 14th in relief. 4-4 with a 4.62 ERA. Does have a save and two chances. 89 and two-thirds innings, 46 earned run, 34 walks to 87 strikeouts.
And now a toss over to first. Check on the runner. He's in safely. So Luna facing the left-handed hitting catcher, Daniel Veoin. Black glove from the belt. First pitch in Veoin. Swings and misses. Changeup for strike one. Veoin 0 for 1 today. Sacrifice bunt his last time up. He flied out to center field the only other time. What a Brian Ray RBI single. Herdebe's at 30 pitch ran for him. Now Veoin showing bunt the 0-1. Gets it down. Right back to Luna. He comes home and it's wide. It hits Herdebe as it slides in safely. Squeeze play on. And McAfee races around to third. And it creates another first and third situation with one out, but it's 2-0 lookouts now.
Well, tough because Luna, even though the throw was, yeah, it was a little wide, and so Diaz couldn't glove it and get the tag down. So just a ball that was bunted pretty hard right back to Luna, and he just wasn't able to make the throw.
Yeah, it almost worked in the Shucker's favor. Bunted it right back to the mound. He said it was a hard hit bunt. And almost a worst-case scenario for the lookouts. So Veoin on at first. And down and inside with a breaking ball. Left-handed hitting center fielder Mike Ciani. A 2-0 lookouts at the top of the sixth inning. Two runs on six hits. As Luna said, 1-0. Is fouled back behind home plate. Down evens, one ball, one strike. It's still responsible for McAfee over at third base, but that last run will be charged to him. So right now, two runs on three hits and two-thirds of an inning for Robbie. 1-1 to Ciani. His foul tip into the mitt of Diaz for a strike two, 1-2. Ciani 0 for 3 today. Struggled against Nick Bennett. Struck out twice. Grounded out the other time on a broken bat. Crowder out to second. His five-game hitting streak in danger. Could be the last time up today in this doubleheader. 1-2. And Ciani pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Coca races in, makes the catch just in front of the track towards the on-deck circle. And so Ciani fouls out. Two gone on the frame. And it's up to Ellie De La Cruz to provide some more offense.
Shortstop, Ellie De La Cruz.
Well, they intentionally walked him the last time up, and now this time they are going to pitch to him. As the Reds' number one prospect digs in the left-hander's batter's box with McAfee at third and Veoine at first. With two outs, the first pitch is outside with a changeup for a ball. So De La Cruz, two walks today. Struck out swinging in the third. His only other time up recorded at bat. The 1-0. And he takes a breaking ball down and away. Trying to work the slider out that way. 2-0. Luna. Again, a pitch in and out of the rotation. 2-0 away. 3-0. His last time in that series in Montgomery, started one game, went 3 2/3, then it worked 4 1-run innings out of the bullpen. Is down and inside, and De La Cruz walks for the third time today, this time on four pitches. And so he's aboard, loads the bases for the eighth man hit of the inning, and Nick Quintana. So Quintana was in kind of a similar situation just last inning. He had a few men in score position, and he walked, which lowered the bases. The lookouts would leave him all straight at there. And kept the scoreless game on, but now it's 2-0 with two runs in this frame as Luna misses outside with a slider for ball one. RBI single from Brian Ray, and then the squeeze play, bunt back to Luna, fielder's choice in for Veoine, who's at second. With two outs, Luna trying to leave all there again, 1-0. And at letter is called strike as he drops in a slider, 1-1. 25-year-old Luna, second year in Biloxi. A 6'1", 215-pound right-handed thrower. Works from out the third base side of the rubber, 1-1. And this is high and tight. With the breaking ball, 2-1. Quintana today 0 for 2. Walked in the fifth, like mentioned before. That was the first batter that Robbie had faced. Right now it would be on the losing end of things in this game. And now Luna steps off the backside of the rubber, uses his first disengagement. Wind still blowing in from right field in game two of this doubleheader as the sun starts to set on this Sunday evening in Biloxi. And the 2-1, a slider on the outer half, called strike at the knees. Good pitch from Luna. A good way to climb back in the count. Another Another right-hander warming in the Shuckers bullpen as well down the right field side. Luna looks to end the inning here against Quintana. The 2-2. And a fastball up but away at 89. It misses. And so at two outs in the count, full in Quintana. Everybody will be off and running as Diaz points to the first base bag, saying everything's going there. There they go, 3-2, and it misses down and away, ball four. A slider walks in another run. It's 3-0 lookouts now in the top of the sixth. So Veoin slides over to third. De La Cruz at second, and Quintana, his second walk today. He drives in the third run, and here comes Nick Childs out again. Little point to the bullpen, and so be our third pitcher used in this top of the sixth inning. Again, 3-0 lookouts. Bases loaded, two outs. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Robbie Baker into the ball game at the top of the sixth inning. Lookouts, runs in. 3-0 Shuckers. Ninth in the bat inning is Christian Encarnacion and Strand, but again, Baker in the ball game.
A second time Baker has appeared here at AA. He threw on Friday night in game two of our doubleheader, an inning and two thirds. One run on a hit, no walks, and two Ks.
So the base is loaded again. The third baseman up as Baker misses down with a changeup for ball one. Christian Encarnacion Strand. It's in the previous three games in this series is 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a ground down. But again, three runs already in. Can Baker stop the damage here as the 1-0 is ripped into the alley left center field? That's going to split him and roll all the way towards the wall. One run is in. Here comes De La Cruz. Quintana busting around 30s in the score. And it's a bases-clearing double off the bat of Christian Encarnacion Strand. And the lookouts have doubled it here. A sixth spot in the sixth inning. So all those runs will be charged to Carlos Luna. So hit gives up three in Luna. Three and a third of inning as Baker now just responsible for Encarnacion Strand at second base. But this is the 10th man to bat of the inning, and Matt McClain, who singled and scored. Bat around. McClain takes a fastball down the heart of the plate at 93 for strike one. 6-0 is our score. And along top of the six, Shuckers is looking to get back to the dugout. As Baker looks to second, the 0-1. A slider is punched into center field. Dawson doesn't even move a step. It's right at him. An on a line out to end the frame. But not before the lookouts send Tanabin to the plate, put up six runs, including a 3-RBI double off the bat of Christian Encarnacion Strand. Move on to the bottom half of the inning. Shuckers trailing 6-0 on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Shuckers trailing 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning as Ricky Salinas back on the hill faces 8-9-1 in the Shuckers order. An RBI single from Brian Ray. Fielder's choice from Daniel Veuin. A base hit to walk to Quintana. And then the biggie of Christian Encarnacion. Bases clearing double into the alley left center. And so the first pitch to Coca bounces all the way over the top of the netting into the lower bowl for ball one. This is still just the second time through the order for the Shuckers because Connor Curl is a starter. Four no hit in perfect innings. The one note as well, Jacob Herdebees, who pinch ran last inning for Brian Ray, remains in the ball game in left field. He started game one, and he's back up there. As the 1-0 from Salinas is a fastball up and away, 2-0. Shuckers finally broke through with a pair of singles last inning. But then an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. As the fastball misses at the eye level, 3-0 to Coca. Looking to move his on-base streak to six games. 0-for-1 today, grounded out to De La Cruz at shortstop back in the third. And a 3-0 taken all the way. A fastball in the outer half for strike one. I think now the lookouts feel obligated to just keep rolling with Salinas here now with a six-run cushion. And the 3-1 as Coca fouls it back to the screen. First strike two. Had a long afternoon and evening for both sides. The lookouts, if they clinging on to this six-run lead, they'll take four of the five games in this series. The Shuckers won 4-6 back in Chattanooga back in June. The 3-2 is pulled in the ground. First base side. McAfee has it. One step to his right and jogs to the first base bag. And it puts away Coca for the first down. It'll also mean that Chattanooga wins the head-to-head this year with the Shuckers dropping game one. Chattanooga and Biloxi 5-5 head-to-head. And again, Chattanooga wins the second game. Means the Shuckers there just 5-6 against the lookouts. Starrence Dawson takes a breaking ball over the heart of the plate for a strike one. Ninth man in the order today. One out, nobody on. Bottom six, 6-0 lookouts. scored 6 runs at the top of the inning. As the 0-1 Dawson flies the opposite way down the left field side. Hurtubise in the foul ground makes the catch just behind the mounds. And look out, bullpen. Two gone. Bottom card flips back over. Corey Ray, the designated hitter. 0-2. Struck out twice against Connor Curlis. And a first pitch fastball runs in for ball one. Ray had a bounce back series. One oh is down and inside. 2-0. Ray coming into this doubleheader 4-for-12 with a home run. Went the opposite way. As a 2-0 Ray slices it the opposite way. Hurtubise to his right makes the catch on the run towards the line. And it's a 1-2-3 bomb of the sixth inning for Ricky Salinas. 6-0 lookouts. We go on to the seventh on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What, did you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Top of the seventh inning. Lookout scored 6-4, lead 6-0. As Alan Serta stands in from the right side against the right-hander Robbie Baker. His first pitch home. He's waved at a miss with a fastball for strike one. That was send it back over to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home tonight.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the lookouts. No runs, 2 hits, 1 error for Biloxi. Baker's 0-1, and that's high and in to Serta. And the count is now 1-1 to the right fielder. Well, Serta was added to the Reds' 40-man roster this offseason back in November of 2021. The 1-1. That is low and outside to win one. Indicative of how good of a 2021 that he had. And he was a low A Southeast postseason all-star. Florida State. Also an organizational all-star for the Reds. As that hits him in the back. Slider that did not slide. And a hit by pitch puts Serta on. And that's been a part of his M.O. Chattanooga is the first stop he's had where his on-base percentage hasn't been at least 350 or higher. But he finds a way on there. Part of the Reds' international signing class back in 2017 and 2018. So Serta is on after the hit by pinch, and it brings up Hurtubise batting for the first time in this game. First offer is slashed foul for the strike. It is 0-1. Hurtubise's got the start in left back in game number one of our doubleheader. Walked, scored a run, and dropped down a sack bunt. Game that the Lookouts won 7-3. bigger readies and the 0-1. Weave and a miss at a 94-mile-an-hour heater, and the count is 0-2. Hard to believe that once this game comes to a close, there are just 18 games left in the 2022 Biloxi Shuckers regular season. The set and the 0-2. On her to Bees takes high, it is 1-2. Shuckers will head to Rocket City for a six-game series against the Trash Pandas. We come back home for our last home series of the regular season, September 6th through 11th. 1-2, Hurtubise shot right at Valerio, who catches it, throws to first, in time to get a diving serta before he gets back to the bag. And it's a line-out double play to get two on the board here in the top of the seventh. What a job by Valerio.
It really was. Almost couldn't pull the baseball out of the webbing. Able to double him up, and that's huge here for Robbie Baker.
So two gone now, and Quincy McAfee, the batter, from the right side. And the set on the first offer is right at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. A reminder, that double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. So this is shot foul down the third base line, and the count is 0-2. A great glimmer out beyond center field right now. What few white wispy clouds are there being lit up a deep orange and purple by the last glimmers of sunlight here. On a Sunday night, it's been a long day of baseball. The 0-2 is high, and the count is 1-2. Shuckers trailing 6-0 here in game number 2 of our doubleheader. And we are just 7 minutes away from 5 hours since we got going in game number 1. The set and the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and Baker gets a strikeout to bring the top of the seventh inning to a close. Shuckers need a big rally, trailing by 6 as we go to the bottom of the seventh. We are scheduled for 7. They got 2-3-4, Devaney, Whitley, and Dillard, the 3-2 up. On the other side, on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
On to the bottom of the seventh inning. We're scheduled for 7 here. Shuckers need a big rally, trailing 6-0, and they're going to face a new left-hander into the ball game as Evan Kravitz comes in for the seventh for Chattanooga.
Another alumni of Rice University, the fifth-round pick, 2019, Evan Kravitz, 6'8" on the mound. Fifth appearance in Double-A, no record, is 6-3-5 so far. 11 to third innings, allowed 2 home runs, walked 9. And struck out 15.
So Cam Devaney leads it off, right-handed hitter against the left-handed hurler. And the first offer, and Devaney lashes into center field. Chasing back on it is Ciani, but he gets to his spot and hauls it in. Loud first out for Devaney. Hit it into center field. Lignon and Garrett Whitley, the batter. Well, tough for the Shuckers today. They navigated a lot of traffic through the first five innings. But then a six-run top of the sixth, all the scoring for Chattanooga. Meanwhile, for the Shuckers, they didn't have a base runner through the first four innings, but with the game scoreless, they put two men on, which is one gone in the fifth. As the first offer is a breaking ball low to Whitley, it is 1-0. Of course, for the Lookouts, they are also finishing off a 12-day road trip that took them to Rocket City and then down here. As the 1-0 is low and in, and the count two balls and no strikes for the batter, Garrett Whitley. So I am sure they will be very happy to head back to AT&T Field, where they will take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. As Whitley lofts this one the other way, dropping fast and in. Inside of the right field line, out of the range of Serta, who had to go a long way to try and get there. And Whitley has a base knock. Well, Dillard has already homered once today. So he's got a little bit of magic in him here. Shuckers need a big rally. Trailing 6-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. And really, the other piece of this, too, for the Lookouts is that in game number 119 of the season, they are looking for their first shutout. They have not thrown a shutout yet this year. Whitley off at first and the first pitch, and Dillard takes a low and away for a ball. It is 1-0. And Biloxi, for their part, without double-checking, I believe 4 is the number this year. 1-0. And Dillard a ground ball to third. Backed on by Encarnacion. Strand the second for one. On to first. Laying out and hanging on is McAfee. And there it is. The ball game comes to a close on a 5-4-3 double play, and it is a shutout for these Chattanooga Lookouts as they blank the Shuckers 6-0 and sweep the doubleheader. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll wrap up this doubleheader and get you all set for the Shuckers road trip up to Rocket City. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers swept in the doubleheader today. They dropped game number 1-7-3 and game number 2 by a final score of 6-0. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Let's briefly run you back through both of these games. Back in game number one, Chattanooga took a 2-0 lead in the top of the second inning, thanks to back-to-back RBI singles by Michael Ziani and Ellie De La Cruz. But at that point, Justin Jarvis got a double play ball. He did give up a leadoff triple to Christian Encarnacion Strand to begin the third inning. But he finished off five innings today by retiring the final 9 men in a row. Shuckers would score two in the bottom of the second, thanks to a 2-RBI single by Jason Lopez. But then a 4-run top of the sixth inning ultimately was the difference in game number one, as it was a bases-loaded jam for Clayton Andrews as he departed with the bases full and two gone. A wild pitch scored a run, and then a 3-run homer by Michael Ciani made it 6-2. Shuckers got one back in the bottom of the sixth on a solo homer by Thomas Dillard, which, again, a long mountain to overcome in that game, but unfortunately Garrett Whitley had walked to lead off that inning, and then he was caught stealing second right before the Dillard home run. But that would be the end of the scoring for Bluxy, as the Lookouts would add on another in the seventh on back-to-back triples by Matt McClain and Alex McGarry. That made it 7-3, and that was your final. In game number two, the left-hander Nick Bennett, very good today as he made it through the first four innings without allowing a run. He did get out of a runner on third and one gone in the first inning. Men on the edges with two outs in the second without allowing a run, and he worked around a one-out double in the fourth. In the fifth, Bennett gave up a single to McAfee, and then De La Cruz was intentionally walked with two outs. Robbie hit, walked batter to load up bases, but then got a ground out to keep Lookouts off the board. As for Biloxi, they were stymied by the left-hander Connor Curlis, who threw four perfect innings today and struck out six, but Biloxi's best scoring chance in this game came in the bottom of the fifth inning. Thomas Dillard led off with a single after a flyout by Valerio Xavier. Warren singled up the middle, and then Brent Diaz, a pretty well-struck ball, but it was in range of Ellie De La Cruz, who turned an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. And then in the sixth, the Chattanooga Lookouts ultimately scoring six runs. RBI knocks by Brian Ray, as well as a fielder's choice by Daniel Veoween. But then the big blow was a bases-clearing double by Christian Encarnacion Strand that made it 6-0. Shuckers had a scoring threat in the seventh when Garrett Whitley singled, but then a double play ball ended the game. The Shuckers are blanked in game number two by a final score of 6-0. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League as well as the Brewers affiliated system. And we'll take a quick peek to our series coming up on Tuesday, starting up in Rocket City. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers fall in both legs of the doubleheader today, 7-3 and 6-0, but we were certainly not the only action in baseball today. And for a look at scores from around the Southern League, let's go ahead and send you over to Thomas Zenzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Let's take a look at the team we'll be playing next in the Rockets at Trash Pandas. And today, the big series that they had wrapped up against the Tennessee Smokies, and which the Smokies 8-3 winners today over the Smokies, so now a four-game lead. They're 30-22 now in the second half of the season. The Trash Pandas are, and thanks to the effort from their offense today, multi-hit game from LeVon Soto, but Preston Palmeiro, three hits. Jeremiah Jackson drives in two. Logan Ohapi, we have liftoff, his seventh home run of the season, and Palmeiro with two doubles, 29 doubles for Palmeiro in the season now. 8-3 winners are the Trash Pandas. Okay, next up, Pensacola. Kind of a wild one here, too. The Biscuits were led offensively by Kyle Manzardo. Remember, Xavier Warren had a 5 RBI game 2 nights ago. Well, Manzardo matched that. He had 5 himself, went 3-for-4. Biscuits got on the board first to the top of the first inning. Manzardo sacrifice fly. Nico Holsizer, home run of the fourth, made it 2-0. And this is where things get interesting. Top of the eighth inning, Manzardo, RBI single, makes it 3-0. Jeffrey Yan in the game, a wild pitch, scores Manzardo. And so they end up leading 6-0 at the end of the top of the eighth inning. But then Pensacola puts up a 4-spot. Paul McIntosh, 2 RBI double, Osborne single, and Nassim Nunez RBI single. So they're right back in it. And then, well, Montgomery just did what they do. They can put up runs in a hurry. A 5-run top of the ninth inning, and Manzardo finishes it off with a 3-run home run. A Kazar double and a Slavis Masabi single as well. So really, 11-4 is very deceiving. The game was a lot closer than that for the entire game. Well, that's a big matchup because, again, the Biscuits in first place, so they gain another game on the Shuckers today. And we finish off in Birmingham, kind of another wacky ending as well, in which the M-Braves jumped ahead. Delgado RBI double in the second. Javier Valdez RBI triple, or 2 RBI triple, made it 3-0. Barrons would cut into it, though. They would tie the game eventually after a J.J. Uno single in the bottom of the fifth, made it 3-2. Oscar Colas, the number 2 prospect in the White Sox system, ties the game. And then the Barrons would take the lead on a Luis Mies's 2 RBI single, made it 5-3. So they put up 1 run in the fourth, 4 in the fifth, and they would jump out to a 5-3 lead. Embrace a 5-run top of the ninth. Cade Pinnell, grand salami.
Wow.
And then Logan and Brown followed up with an RBI single. And then the Barons had a chance in the ninth inning. They did get 1 run. We'll take you back through the play-by-play just in the bottom of the ninth inning. So they scored the run on the Evan Skaug sack fly. Wilfred Varis singles. Munoz hit by a pitch. A walk to load the bases. So they have bases loaded, 1 out. And they were trailing 2 runs. Oscar Cola strikes out swinging. And then Brian Ramos flies out to Justin Hammerloy. Ball game over.
Wow.
Series over. So really those last two games, the more interesting ones today in the Southern League. And yeah, the Barons, they fell just short.
How do you like that, though? Who was on the mound there for the M-Braves in the ninth inning? I'm curious.
Looks like Maese inning in the third, so Diaz the last 2 outs. So Maese started it, Indigo Diaz finished it.
All right, there you have it. Thank you so much, Thomas. All right, as for scores from around the Brewers affiliated system today, where do you want to start, high or low?
Let's go low A.
Let's go low A with the Carolina Mudcats, 5-2 winners over the Kannapolis Cannonballers today. Headlines from this one, Jesus Chirinos with a 2 RBI double. That made it 3-0 in the top of the fifth. And then Alex Hall with a 2-run homer in the top of the sixth. I remember Hall had that great moment earlier in the year where he was with High A Wisconsin. There was a COVID situation with the catchers, and as part of an emergency, he got added to the 40-man and active roster, playing down in low A right now. But a 5-2 win for Carolina as they are now 64-56 on the year. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, 5-2 winners over Lansing today. Big performance in this performances in this one. Ben Metzinger, remember the third baseman out of Louisville that was drafted this year? Well, he homers again, his third of the year. With a big blow, Jackson Churio, back after about a two-and-a-half-week off period because of an injury that he was dealing with. All he does is hit a three-run homer. And then Jefferson Kiro also adds on his first home run at high A, and that made it 5-2. Winning pitcher today, Carlos Rodriguez, six innings, one run, three hits, one walk, and seven strikeouts. Rodriguez with a 1.78 ERA. Taylor Floyd picked up his sixth hold today as he came in and mopped up some duty in the eighth inning. And then it was James Meeker getting his 12th save of the year in Wisconsin as he goes a scoreless ninth inning. And meanwhile, the Nashville Sounds, they unfortunately fall in their series finale against the Durham Bulls. No Bryce Terang in the lineup today. Take that for whatever you will, but our guy Andrew Monasterio was in there today. The only run scored in the ballgame today, that would be Joey Weimer, who hit a RBI, or who had a walk, I believe that, or excuse me, Weimer forcing in a run. And so ultimately, 4-1, your final score in that one. And I read it wrong. I saw where Weimer had a double. He had a two-hit game. He had a solo home run. That was the only run that was driven in. I knew that, and I don't know why. I saw a double, and I looked away. It's because Matt Lipka hit a triple later in the game that we had missed. However, some familiar names in this one. Grant Witherspoon hit his ninth of the year. Jim Haley hit his 17th of the year at AAA. And Miles Mastroboni, a name before you were down here in the Southern League playing for the Biscuits, he hit his 13th today. And so Durham gets a 4-1 win. And the big league crew, they get a 9-7 win over the Chicago Cubs today. Garrett Mitchell gets his first start. He picks up his first hit. It was a 2-RBI single up the middle is what they ruled it. All I'm saying is that Mitchell ended up at second, and I don't think the throw came to the plate. But that's neither here nor there. Mitchell picks up his hit. He drives in two. Christian Yelich, a three-hit day today, including a two-run homer as he drives in two. Every member of the Brewers starting nine today had a hit. Eric Lauer gets the win as he goes five innings, four runs on six hits, four walks, and four strikeouts. Peter Strzelecki picks up his second big league hold as he goes an inning of two-thirds and gives up a run. And Devin Williams, called on in the ninth inning, gets the save today as the Brewers take two out of three against the Chicago Cubs. Big win for the Brew Crew, and good to see Garrett Mitchell, the first 2022 Biloxi Shucker to debut up at the Major League level, and he gets his first hit today. All right, final numbers from our games today. In game number one for the Chattanooga Lookout, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 6 men on left on base. For Biloxi, 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 3 men left on base. The Mississippi native J.C. Keys ends up getting the win in game number one. He's 3-3 now. Clayton Andrews takes the loss. He drops to 0-1. Game number one today took 2 hours and 13 minutes. Meanwhile, game number two today, your final numbers for that one. For Chattanooga, 6 runs on 7 hits, no errors. They leave 8 men on base. For Biloxi, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They leave 1 man on base. The winning pitcher is the right-hander Ricky Salinas. He improves to 4-4. And the losing pitcher, Robbie Hitt, drops to 4-3. That game took 2 hours and 4 minutes, and all told, a crowd of 1,691 came in and out of the ballpark today on a day that was anywhere between 85 and 88 degrees. At points, felt like 99 outside, but turned into a very pleasant night. With the wins, the Chattanooga Lookouts are now 52-67 on the year. They're 18-32 in the Southern League second half. With the losses, the Shuckers dropped to 57-60 on the year, and they're now 23-27. In the second half of the Southern League campaign. Day off tomorrow, and then Biloxi will start a 6-game series in Madison, Alabama, against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Neither team has named a starter yet, but you would imagine that the right-hander T.J. Shook would be slated to start game one for us because Shook is the one pitcher who did not pitch in our 5 games in 3 days here at MGM Park. But again, Trash Pandas have not named a starter. 6:35 p.m. first pitch, so we'll be on the air for you coming up at 6:20 from Toyota Field coming up on Tuesday night. Well, a massive thanks to our entire crew today. Also, a big thanks to the grounds crew for all of their hard work this week. And also a massive thank you to the entire Biloxi Shuckers front office staff. Look, we don't normally talk about what happens behind the scenes around here, but I believe the final number for this six-day homestand was 17 tarp pulls between putting it on, dumping it, putting it back on, taking off, folding it up, playing games, all of that to make sure we could get in five of these six games. There was a ton of effort that was put in, especially on the 3 days that we ended up not playing here because of the heavy rains over the first 3 days. So to our entire front office staff, a massive thank you for all of their hard work. That also did include Thomas Zinzarella as well, because along with doing tarp duty this week and today, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, and social media, Thomas, it was a lot of hard work this series. Thank you so much for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Sunday afternoon and early evening. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or if you're with us for any part of our two games today, we are thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers Baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final scores: the Chattanooga Lookouts 7, the Biloxi Shuckers 3, and the Chattanooga Lookouts 6, and the Biloxi Shuckers nothing. Back at it again at 6:35 p.m. on Tuesday night. We will talk to you then from Toyota Field. Until that time, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton.